This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah, wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man wala. Amma ba'd, the beginning of Ramadan, it is very important for us to identify the objective of fasting, like we do at the beginning of any other task in our lives. We want to know, why exactly am I doing this? The quick answer to that question is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us to do so. And as believers, we say, sami'na wa ta'na, we hear and we obey. We do as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands us. But Allah azza wa jal has also clarified for us the wisdom behind fasting. What is it that we are supposed to get out of fasting? Is it starvation? Is it thirst? No, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, la'allakum tattaqoon, so that you attain taqwa. So ultimately, the objective of our fast is to attain taqwa. However, this remains a very abstract concept for most people. We're not clear, did I get taqwa? How do I measure that? So there are certain things that we should be doing and other things that we should be avoiding so that we attain taqwa. And that is by definition, because a taqwa is linguistically from al-wiqaya. And so what it means, which is a shield or a prevention, and what it means is that we're putting a barrier between ourselves and the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We don't want to do anything that would subject ourselves to his anger or to his punishment. At the same time, we get there through sincere devotion to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by obeying his commands and by intentionally avoiding any of those things which would displease Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or those things that he has prohibited. And from the most succinct hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam on this particular topic is his statement, man lam yada' qawl az-zur wal 'amala bihi wal jahl falaysa lillahi haja an yatruka ta'amahu wa sharaba. Whoever does not leave off false speech and evil actions and al-jahl, which is from al-jahala, which means to act foolishly. So one may act evil, and then there are things that people do that are just foolish and without discretion. All of that needs to be left during the fast. The Prophet ﷺ said, whoever does not leave off those things, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has no need for him to leave off his food and his drink. So it is clear here from this hadith of the Prophet ﷺ that the objective of fasting is not simply to leave off food and drink. That's the definition of fasting, right? You're going to leave off food and drink. You're going to leave off sexual intercourse during the from Fajr till Maghrib. That's the definition of fasting. However, that is not the objective of fasting. So notice here that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, whoever does not leave off false speech, lying. This, the scholars have deduced from this particular hadith, that whoever lies during the daytime of Ramadan, then he is not rewarded for the fast. Ibn Battal, rahimahullah ta'ala, mentions this in his explanation of Sahih Bukhari, which is an interesting fact, because the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, in another hadith, he mentions that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that all of the deeds of the son of Adam are multiplied 10 to 700 times, except for fasting, for innahu li wa ana ajzi bih. Except for fasting, it is for me, and I will reward for it. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioning that the reward for fast may be far greater than 700 times what a person has done. All of that can be wiped away with a little white lie, which we don't have in Islam anyway. It's a lie. There's no little white lies. And so it's very important that we watch what we say during the daytime of Ramadan. And this should be easy for us, because we all recognize, we're very self-conscious in Ramadan. We recognize that the odor in our mouths have changed. It's not what it was. It's not pleasant. To Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is more pleasant than the smell of musk. But to the rest of the creation, it's not. And so we're very self-conscious. We should be of fewer words. We should be thinking more about what we're saying, being conscious of what we're saying. And this is, in fact, subhanAllah, indicative of taqwa. Because one of the ways that taqwa is often translated is God consciousness. And so the fact that now we are being more conscious about what we say, being more conscious about what we do, making sure that it is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then inshallah, this will help us on our path of attaining taqwa. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from amongst the muttaqeen and to forgive us our sins and to make us from the maghfoorin, the forgiven, in this great month of Ramadan. Qulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.